Could you talk to me a little bit about your process for coming up with the look for your shows? Cool. So those are repeated throughout. Those are repeated throughout. Cool. So when you think about past shows that you've done for particular albums, is there one that stands out as one that really stuck with you, is really one that you're particularly proud of in terms of how it came together? And if so, why? Cool. Now, when you have a tour like that, how much are you able to calibrate? Like the display. Like, I mean, is it one of those things where from the outset you have to be able to nail it just to make sure that you have all the equipment and all the things that you need in order to create that mood and feel? Or is it one of those things where you'll do a couple of stops, you maybe are looking for a little bit different ambiance and you can have that sort of course correction? Sure.
All your rehearsals in beforehand, and it doesn't matter. Like the way we scale it, it can be good in 2,000 to 4,000 capacity room, or it could look good in a 10,000 capacity room, just because we're bringing so much stuff that it's going to look good in a small venue or a large venue.
Sure.
So we can scale it easily.
Sure. So it is preset. It's not something where you're DJing the lights or anything like that once you've kind of set up that palette with respect to the songs and the.
That's all live too. I mean, so we're on stage performing, but the lighting tech is hitting his lighting cues. The laser techs are hitting their cues. So they're basically playing the lights and the lasers, just like we're playing the music.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
The only thing that we go over in rehearsal is like the actual look, so we know where the cues go. So like, you know, there's always room for improvisation or whatever, but at certain points there's really hard cues that everybody hits. But other than that, I mean, everybody's pretty much playing. They feel free to do whatever they want pretty much during the show, as long as it's tight.
So it becomes kind of like a conversation, and that's really cool. When you're kind of like making that dialogue between like the sound and the light, like how do you feel like the audience plays into that? Like, do you feel that it's, sort of two way, or does it have that sort of interactive component, or could you speak to that?
Well, to me, you know, like I've been to a lot of shows where like maybe lighting isn't necessarily the main focus of the group. So like, I'll just have some standard lighting or a few little lighting cues or whatever. But I personally like it when someone is really, really, really involved with the lighting, like as far as like the music and a band's performing and they're good and the lighting's good. You know, like you gotta think, not everyone's standing right in front of the stage, they can't see, you know, that well. So it helps if you're sitting several rows back or in the back of the club or, you know, in the middle of the club, it helps to have these lights and everything shooting out you and sing. So if you feel like you're still part of the show, it doesn't feel like you're, you know, miles away and you can barely see the stage.
Yeah. I have two more questions just because, like, I don't want to take up a ton of your time. The second to last question that I have is, you mentioned that you worked with a team out of Pittsburgh, and you also mentioned having light techs be a part of your crew when you're doing these shows. And I was wondering if there's like people that you work with consistently, and if so, like what makes you work with somebody consistently, over time in terms of like the light techs that you've worked with. And then the second question is more about the lights themselves, but I'll let this one go first, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, tell me my crew that I've used the same, for my techs, I've used the same crew, Lightwave International from Pittsburgh, pretty much when we started focusing on doing lighting and lasers and having those elements involved in our shows.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with them and we're still with them, so that's just never changed. They've always been really good to us and real flexible with us, as far as like when we were first starting out, they kind of, you know, obviously it's pretty expensive to put on that type of a production, and they kind of understood that. So George, the owner there, was pretty flexible, you know, like, hey, we'll cut you a break on these two shows. If you do start to get bigger shows, you know, like we can talk about from there. So they kind of grew with us, as opposed to making it so out of reach that we couldn't even do it. They were just like, yeah, we believe that this thing's going to work out, so we'll do it and work with you and until it picks up some speed. So that was really, we never really forgot that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Possible. Yeah.
But people wouldn't do that.
Now, with the lights that you're actually using, are there certain like types of lights that you found are, because I really like, I'm really digging this idea of like that you create this palette, and like, is there certain lights or brands that help to create a certain mood that you've noticed, or like certain things that get like a certain feeling across? And maybe you could describe those.
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite lights are the most basic ones, like the Atomic 3000. They're like strobes, they're like squares, but you can synchronize them. I like them in kind of a random strobe effect, so you can go kind of just little blinks across the stage, and then it starts to go faster and faster until it's pretty much blinding. But also the moving lights that I like, they have Sharpies now and other kinds of moving lights. But my favorite look is like really tight iris down white beams. I'm not a huge fan of lots of color, except for certain washes and things on the stage, but for dynamics, like black and white to me is the most powerful lighting look. Like when you go from black and then bright bursts of white light that are, you know, basically if you can imagine, when I look at the lighting rig, I want to see like black space with like, I want it to look like a freaking spaceship, or like just some futuristic travel machine, the headlights of that machine. That's what I want the lights to look like, just be kind of hanging in space there. So,
well, I mean, like, if, really like, sorry, huh? Like, I've been a fan of your band for years, like, honestly, and I think that one of the things that I admire most about your sound is that there is this sort of, like, negative space quality to it, almost, where, like, I've always really admired that about the way that your music sounds, that it's, like, does sound like this huge space, and I don't know, the sun, I don't know, sorry, but I think that's really cool that's kind of replicated through the lighting, that you have this sort of black and white contrast.
Yeah. There has to be balance. It's just on all the time. It gets old. There's no surprise. It's off and it never really comes on. It just has to be a good balance. Same thing with the noise. If something's loud and it's just continuously loud for an hour, it kind of gets annoying. If there's dynamics to it, it sounds better to your ears. So the same thing with the lights. But I think the most dynamic lighting that I personally go for is bright, white, tight, fast lights. I think that looks the coolest.
And in terms of, like, the feeling that evokes, like, what is it that do you think is most conveyed with that type of stark contrast and balance?
I think there's an energy, because it's minimal but powerful at the same time. You know, like, if you look at it, like, when it's happening, it should look really large. It should look really big and powerful. And then when it really kicks on, when it's at full steam, when all the lasers are at their peak lighting cue and they're moving fast and all the lights and everything are queued up, like, it should be pretty overwhelming. You should be in the crowd like, wow, this is crazy.